During the last few days of May, we received several small but vicious counterattacks from the Japanese soldiers who had been occupying the caves in the reverse slope of Half Moon's left-hand arm. One morning we got a message that a large number of enemy was massing behind the crescent. I was ordered to leave the OP and return to the gun pit in preparation for a big fire mission. I moved down the ridge and across the reeking, shell-pocked wasteland to the gun pits without mishap. Once there, we squared away the 360-millimeter mortars to fire on the reverse slope of the left crescent arm. The firing pattern of the mortars was arranged to box in the Japanese and prevent their escape, while our three guns shelled the area heavily in an attempt to wipe them out. Consequently, we had to fire rapid fire, searching and traversing the target area. The ammo carriers were kept busy breaking out more HE shells, but I was so busy on my mortar I didn't have time to notice them. The tube, barrel, became intensely hot. We wrapped a dungaree jacket around the lower half of it, and one of the ammo carriers poured helmets full of water, taken from a shell crater, over the cloth to cool the steaming barrel, while we continued rapid fire. I've read accounts of mortars glowing red when firing rapidly for long periods. They sound dramatic and impressive, but from my experience, I'm skeptical that a mortar can be fired safely and accurately when its barrel is glowing red. My experience was that if a barrel got very hot from rapid fire, so hot that the surrounding air had insufficient cooling effect, it was dangerous to drop around down the tube. The one time I did, the heat ignited the increments, then the propellant cartridge ignited before the shell slid all the way down the barrel. Consequently, the shell wobbled out of the barrel and fell short after having slid down only about half its length. Thus, to avoid short rounds, we either had to wait for the air to cool our barrel, fire at a slower rate, or, as in this fire mission, which was an emergency, cool the barrel with water. We fired I don't know how many hundreds of shells before the order came to cease firing. My ears rang. I was exhausted and had a roaring headache. Beside each of the three gun pits was a huge stack of empty HE canisters and ammo crates from the large number of shells we had fired. We were anxious to know the results of our firing, but our observers couldn't see the target area because it was on the reverse slope of the ridge. A few days later, when our regiment went forward in the attack, we didn't move through the target area, so we still didn't see the effects of the fire mission. But one Company K NCO who did see the area told us that he had counted more than 200 enemy dead, who apparently had been trapped and killed by our fire. I assume he was right, because after our barrage, the Japanese ceased activity along the ridge.